I don't ever hinge an expectation or a need on one person, meaning like, oh, I need this person. I can't lose this person. I have to get this person. So I literally come at it like, I'm going to offer them this. I'm super passionate. I'm going to share why I'm so passionate about it. And if they want it, great. If not, great. If they don't want it, then I'm not in the business of convincing.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Evans, welcome back to your podcast, Questionably Awesome, where we decide that we are unquestionably awesome.
It's a thrill to be here on this beautiful day. It's a thrill. I'd say the podcast is a thrill, and it's just about being yourself and getting a little teeny tiny nugget of something along the way.
You're going to get a nugget, all right, of something, like she said. So yep. We always let people know that if you're looking for anything serious, this is not the place. Like, you need to go listen to NPR or something.
Yeah, don't come here.
Yeah, some news station, but this is not the station for you. You got to tune out. But if you want something light and a nugget, then you're going to love this. Okay, so you look ravishing today. I love your hair and your red sweater from Target. Like, I came on Zoom and literally was like, that is my kind of sweater. It's a turtleneck. It's bright red. It's bringing out blonde. I'm loving it. And what's going on with the hair? Do you have a new, like, what's happening here? It's really cute.
It's called a mullet from not having a haircut in all year, I would say.
I think I like this length on you, though. It's really cute.
Look at those ends. Hey, when's the last time you cut your hair? Did you cut your hair, right?
No, I usually just go buy hair and add to it. Because what happens is I get a natural haircut by dyeing it blonde. So it just falls off at about shoulder length. So what you see right here, you guys can't see it, but it's more just like terrible. But yeah, last time I got extensions, she was like, do you want me to clean up these ends? I'm like, hey, whatever you think you can do with this, you do. She was like, well, not much, but here we go. She didn't say that, but that's what she wanted to say. Do you know what's weird is like when you go get your hair done and all of a sudden the girls are all way younger than you and they say that make you feel a little old, like, oh yeah, a lot of my clients have these grays and I'm going to try this on you because you've got a lot of gray around the front of your head. And I was like, who are you? Watch how you're talking to me.
Who has grays? Not me.
What are you thinking? Like, I'm your age, whatever. I don't even have a problem aging. It just seems so weird to me when like I realize I'm not young anymore because I truly feel like you just feel young. My mom always talked about this. So does my dad. Like, you don't feel like you're getting older.
Yeah. It's crazy. I feel the same way whenever I'm at the hair salon now. And also I'm 35, which is like, you can run for president when you're 35.
But can you imagine if we had a 35-year-old president?
I don't think that would be a good idea.
Do you think that's going to happen? Hey, I see someone with flowers behind you. Who's
that? That's my mother-in-law.
Oh my gosh.
This is Beth. This is Lori.
Oh, Lori. Oh, this is the best podcast ever.
We're just doing a little podcast real quick. Sorry. Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
No, we love it. Tell her we love it.
Yeah. Lori says we love it.
You guys, it's like she just came in with, are those poinsettias or are those roses? I can't tell what they are.
Poinsettias. Aren't
is
they?
Is that how you say that? Poinsettias?
Poinsettia? I don't know. She got them from Costco. They have really good deals right now.
Wait, mama's got to go to Costco now. You have me running Target and Costco. All right, I'm doing it. I need some holiday festivity up in this house.
Everyone should go.
You've moved. How do you feel?
Oh my gosh, so much better. I don't know. I don't know how, like, you never realize how it's great when you're just traveling around all the time and going to different places. Having a home base is very nice.
So, so nice. I'm loving it as well. Like, I'm starting to feel so much better because Evans, my new girl, my new executive assistant for Light Pink started yesterday and I'm obsessed. She actually totally has your energy. And that's what I was looking for.
Well, I am very excited for you and I can't wait to hopefully meet her someday.
Yeah, I think you might meet her.
I'm really excited.
Obsessed. Like, I don't know if she listens to this podcast, but maybe we don't want to tell her how obsessed we are this soon.
Okay, we'll keep it quiet. No?
But if she listens, she'll probably be happy. Anyway, okay, do we do review or quote first?
I think we do review.
It matters. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. This is from Kaizen19. And this is the new one. Quick inspirational hits. She says, love that these podcasts are short and provide quick inspirational hit or a new idea. Always gets me thinking, even if I've heard what is said before. I've also gotten great book recommendations.
You know what? Love that.
Kaizen19.
Literally made our whole day, our whole week. Potentially month. You know, it made me feel super smart. Like, oh wow, we actually recommend books and people like them. That's really good, Evans. I can see what kind of mood we're in, and it's kind of always like this when we're together, though. I would love to be like, oh, it's the day, and that's why I sound so stupid and idiotic right now.
I was just thinking, like, people are probably like, when this goes out, what the heck?
I don't know. You guys, hopefully you're walking and laughing with us. But if not, I'm really sorry because, you know.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot. Okay, quote. Do it up. I want to hear your quote.
Oh, I get to go first? Oh, okay. Mine's from Bob Goff. And he says, when joy is a habit, love is a reflex.
When joy is a habit, love is a reflex. That is awesome. And it's very true. I love that it says joy as a habit because it's a choice, man. I mean, like, there is so much crap that you could choose to focus on that is not joyful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even with Chris and I moving here, like, I was focusing so much on, like, what I was missing, meaning, like, I don't have this person yet. I don't have an assistant. Oh my gosh, where do I go for this? I have no idea what to do. And it was like, throwing me off instead of going, wait, I just gained so many epic things that I did not have before. So we switcheroo that right away on our walks. So that's so much better. Okay. My quote is from Timber Hawkeye, which, by the way, is a name and a half that I would love to have. Like, why didn't Timber. My name Timber Hawkeye? What were my parents were so boring. Like, they should have literally gone out in the forest with, I don't know, an axe and figured out
pecan, pecan,
and figured out what our name should be. Do you ever feel? Well, you've got an exciting name.
I mean, it's different. It's like a last name.
I like it though. But everyone, when you worked for me as my assistant, which people like usually don't know on this podcast, which I think is great. What was I going to say? Oh, people thought you were a boy, and I didn't understand.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't understand why. I guess because Evan is usually a boy, but I was like, Evan's with so an S to it. It's a girl. Just like people thought Waffles was a boy. And I'm like, it's Waffles. I don't know. Okay.
I definitely recommend, like, if you're naming a child, do something like that because it's really fun when you show up to something and they're like, oh, you're a woman. And, like you're not a boy, like they thought.
Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, all right. That would be super fun. Surprise! You're on a date with someone else from another sex. You know what? It's modern times.
Yeah, do what you want to do.
Timber Hawkeye says, "You can't calm the storm, so stop trying. What you can do is calm yourself. The storm will pass.
Oh, that's good.
Calm your damn self. You got a question?
Oh, I got lots of questions, but we'll start with this one.
So when Tim Buckeye walks in, does everybody in the party yell Timbo? And then everyone looks around. Like, oh shit. Like, you can't yell this person's name. You can't get excited in the forest.
And then Timber's like, you guys have to stop doing that every time I come here.
Yeah. And Timber's real annoyed by the fact that his name or her name, I don't know if it's a him or her. It's another Evan for you.
Okay. I got a question for you.
Let's hear it.
This is from, it's about networking during the pandemic.
Okay.
At Jennifer_Claremont, when reaching out to a new investor, what is your mindset and attitude?
Ooh, when reaching out to a new investor, what is your mindset and attitude? I mean, in the beginning, I'm always a bit nervous. So I switch my mindset to like, hey, this is such a great opportunity. Like, I'm providing the opportunity, and I don't ever base And it's a great opportunity for me to have them as well. But I don't ever hinge an expectation or a need on one person, meaning like, oh, I need this person. I can't lose this person. I have to get this person. So I literally come at it like, I'm going to offer them this. I'm super passionate. I'm going to share why I'm so passionate about it. And if they want it, great. If not, great. Because if they don't want it, then I'm not in the business of convincing. I always said that with everything that I was in with, you know, sales or network marketing. And it transfers over to this. Like, if I feel I have to do a lot of convincing, or that I'm in a state of like needing them, it usually doesn't go well. Or if I am noticing that they're not really into it, I make the call that it's not a fit. So, because I'm not going to carry that energy into a relationship together, because that's really what it is when you're getting investors. It's a true, amazing relationship. So I guess I just go on kind of in almost like the excitement of, oh, I could be meeting someone who could be so awesome to be able to work with in the future.
How do you get the confidence to, no, yeah, that you really did. But how do you not get, scared?
Oh, I get super scared. And so, you know, there are some calls that I can't answer their questions. So I give myself the freedom to say, hey, you know, I'm so excited that you wanted to jump on the phone. I'm going to try to answer all of your questions today. If I can't answer some of them, what I'm going to do is I will make sure that I get back to you either tonight or tomorrow with the answer. So that frees me up to say, you know what? I don't know that answer yet. And that happened a lot in the beginning, but the more questions that I got, they started to all be the same questions, like very similar. So as I started doing research for the 5 questions I didn't know on the first call, or the 10 questions I didn't know and felt really stupid, that's hard, right? Like, yes, there were calls, some calls that I got on with like savvy investors, and I felt really stupid. And I just kept saying, hey, I'm new. I'm going to find this out. Thank you so much for asking this question. It's actually helping me research really fast. Because they know that you've been in the building part. Like, you have to give yourself grace. They know that you have been in a separate part of building this business. And especially if you say, you know, this is my first time raising money. I'm learning, we're learning together as I go. The first calls were really bumpy. Like, they felt really awkward. They were really bumpy. And you know, five calls in, I was kind of like, oh, they're all asking the same questions. And as I was getting the answers for them, I was learning. So then the next call, I had the answer, you know? So
yeah.
I still get on calls and I don't have some of the answers, but I'm so grateful they're asking. I think that's the attitude, right? Like, you can hear that I'm actually grateful they ask questions that I don't know, because it's things that I need to know. So I think just being wildly open to, again, like failing and looking stupid, and let that be okay. Like, whenever I literally have to get off some calls and be like, okay, that felt terrible. And you don't feel very smart right now. And I am so proud of you for showing up to that call. And now you get to go learn some more about your company. Like, it's not easy. It's never easy. Every single call, I don't care who it's with, I'm always just like, all right, here we go. It's a growth experience. It's a learning process. And if you're not growing, you're probably unhappy.
Yeah, because you're in the, remember how you always say like the gross pond thing? You're stuck in there?
Yes. You're stagnant.
And you don't want to be there.
Yeah, totally.
So I want to take a minute right here to tell you that you need to switch your deodorant. Yes, that's real. I have been looking and on the hunt for a natural deodorant for probably the last 2 years. And you guys know that there's not a lot of great ones out there. And I can absolutely tell you that I found one that I am obsessed with, and that is Native, especially with their holiday scents. You guys, I'm walking around smelling like candy canes, which I don't know about you, but I love. Native is the perfect addition to your daily routine this holiday season. Native deodorants don't just block odor better, but they're made better. It has ingredients that you've actually heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. It's also vegan and never tested on animals. It never uses ingredients that shouldn't be in deodorant, like aluminum, parabens, sulfates, or talc. And you guys, those are things that you absolutely want to stay away from. They have a candy cane gift set that also makes for a great gift option. And I need to get creative this year for all of the people who love everything natural on my list. And I'm telling you, this makes it so easy. Native is risk-free to try, and every product comes with free shipping within the US, plus free 30-day returns and exchanges. So go see why people love it. There's over 14,000 five-star reviews. I'm pretty sure that says something incredible about this company. So shop Native's holiday collection today by going to nativedeo.com/happy or use promo code happy at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/happy or use promo code happy at checkout for the 20% off your first order. And I'm telling you, go find their holiday stocking stuffers. You can go check out all of their product assortments, the candy cane deodorant, body wash, plastic-free deodorant, sensitive deodorant, toothpaste, candy cane gift set, which comes with one mini deodorant, one full-size deodorant, one body wash, and one toothpaste. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Go check it out.
All right, what's our next question? Thank you so much for that amazing question, person.
Jennifer Claremont.
Jennifer Claremont. What a great name.
Great name. She could run for office.
Aspen, right?
Oh, Jennifer Claremont's definitely in Aspen right now and something gold.
Yeah. I want to be that as well.
Me too. Oh, this is going to be good. This one is from at Sheila Abatello. What a great name again.
What is she wearing right now?
I could see Sheila, maybe she's in some faux fur.
I like that. Sheila's definitely wearing furry boots and maybe a little bit of a furry faux fur, faux jacket.
She so is. Okay, Sheila.
Sheila's a sexy name.
Oh, yeah. She was really cool. Okay. How do I create authentic connections virtually that lead to beautiful, lasting collabs? Oh man, that's a good question because we can't like leave our houses.
Yeah, this is tough, but I always revert to just like, if you want to really drop in and get close to people quick, you just send them nudes. So. It's like, you know what? I'm going to be vulnerable here because Brene Brown talks about how vulnerability creates connection. So it's a tiny butt cheek shot. Don't do that.
That really caught me off guard. I loved it.
Okay. How do we create authentic connection over Zoom? I mean, I think it's all your questions because to be honest with you, I'm creating really beautiful connections through my podcast. And I know that's because I'm willing to ask like questions that I actually want to know. What you can do in the beginning is if you do want to connect with people, and get on a Zoom, is that what she was asking? Like over Zoom?
Yep. Like how anything virtually that can lead to a long lasting connection.
Like, I think where we go wrong and have trouble is in the beginning, we don't set the expectation for like the Zoom date, right? Like Evans, if I reached out to you because I loved your posts or something, and I was like, hey, let's jump. Are you open to jumping on a Zoom? Because I think that we have a lot in common. And I noticed that you want to start that. I can't remember what was the company you wanted to start or the thing. Help me fill me in again.
We talked about me.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, for like a paper company?
Yeah, but you mentioned you wanted to start something last week. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, who's that lady?
Yeah. Okay. So let's say you're talking about that online and I notice it, right? And I'm like, oh, this is perfect. Okay. Perfect example. Here we go, Evans. All right. So I'm like, Evans, I love that you've been talking about starting that thing. I feel like maybe I could offer some input potentially. And I also feel like you could maybe help me with a couple things. Would you ever want to jump on a Zoom for 30 minutes, no longer than that, like won't go over that time, or 20 minutes, right? Like a quick coffee, just to see if we have any synergy or anything in common. And I think that also sets you up for like saying, hey, I want to get to know you. You know what I mean? Like, let's see if we have any, like anything in common whatsoever. And maybe when you get on, you're like, hey, you know what, if it goes well, you can say, I'm looking for somebody to like, maybe we connect every 2 weeks or 3 weeks and check in with each other, hold each other accountable, and like actually get to know each other on this journey. Like, say your expectations up front. I think what we do is try to play it cool, just like the whole thing that doesn't work when you're dating either, like being the cool girl. Like, you actually have to say what you need and what you want, or you're going to wake up 10 years from now and be like, I'm so afraid of this person not liking me that I'm actually not even able to be myself. And we do that in relationships all the time. It's like, oh my God, I was trying to impress this person, or I'm so scared that I'm being weird right now that now I can't even be myself. When Evans, if you and I were afraid to be weird together, we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, there would be silence. It would just be silence.
It'd be pure boredom, because if I'm not weird with you, I have no idea how to be with you.
It's so true. And do you ever do this when you're trying to meet someone? I'm bad about doing this. I'll say, oh, we should grab lunch or coffee sometime. And then I never follow up.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's the worst.
That's the worst. You have to do a follow up like, hey, I know I mentioned this. What's your week looking like? How about Thursday?
That's the key right there. And that's actually the key to sales and closing as well. Because if we think about it, friendships and dating are all closing. So if you don't close the sale, you ain't getting a friend.
You got to sell yourself to get friends.
You got to sell yourself for friends, for dating, for a husband, for sex. You have to do it all. Like, you need a closing date. Like, you can't just be like, hey, that thing that we want to do. Like,
hey.
That's what gets my husband every time. Tonight at 9. Just kidding. That's way too late. I'm in bed by then.
Yeah, people are sleeping by then.
Oh my God, that's terrible. So you need to literally put the date out there. Like, I just wanted to say, like, the key thing that you had said was, hey, what are you doing on Tuesday or Thursday at 6 or 7 on the sem? Like, that is the key to making a sale with anything in closing, is actually making sure that you have the final step that you want to achieve in one, like, email, text, or phone call. So never get on, like, don't beat around the bush. If you're like, yeah, what does next week look like? Like, I never just even say that. I'm like,
yeah,
what does your X, Y, and Z? Because if you just say next week, you're actually adding in another step. They're like, okay, well, Wednesday I'm free. And you're like, oh, I'm not free on Wednesday. And then they come back, how about Thursday? And you're like, no, Thursday doesn't work. What, just tell them when you are free. Like, give them options, like at least two to four options, and then they can pick and you're done.
Yeah. That process is the worst. That's the worst. I'm so bad at that.
It's business 101, Evan. So you gotta, if you wanna be in the business of making friends, you have got to put 4 dates down, 4 dates and 4 times. And then you need to say, how about we go to X, Y, like, you put that down and you're like, if any of these times work, do you want to meet at Bardana or whatever place? Do you want to meet at Starbucks on X, Y, and Z street? Like, just don't make them guess and don't make them choose. Just put, hey, does Starbucks sound good? Are you a basic bitch like me and you are all about that pumpkin spice right now? Or chocolate mint?
Yes. The answer is yes, I am. And I will see you there at Thursday.
Wouldn't you love me if I asked if you were a basic bitch like me and you were just yourself from the start? You'd be like, oh, like,
yes.
Ho, ho, ho. Like, that's what you'd write back. You'd be like, ho, ho, ho. Let's do it up.
Santa emoji.
And then you freak out all day. And like, does she think I'm calling her a hoe?
I so would do that.
You question yourself. And then you text me like, hey, when I wrote ho, 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 did you think that was weird? Or
I didn't mean it.
All right. I feel like we did really good work here today on this podcast.
What yeah. I really feel like people learned a lot, and I just want to apologize to everyone out there.
Do we ever feel like we're in a constant state of apologizing? I think we're supposed to stop that. I saw a meme about it.
Yeah, you definitely are supposed to not do that. But I feel like today I need to apologize. So I'm sorry.
I feel worse about it. So about myself, not you. You can't do anything wrong in that red Target sweater, telling you.
You guys got to go get you one. They're like $15.
Yeah, you can get away with murder in that with Adam today. Especially if you don't wear any pants, then you're totally great.
Yeah, I don't have on any pants. That's what you're not seeing.
I mean, I can't see it, but that's for her family. So weird. All right. Well, I'm going to talk to you real soon, Evans. And everybody, thank you so much for listening. And I just know that this enriched your life this holiday season. So until next time, be questionably awesome. Bye, Evans.
Bye, Lori.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.